Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With you guys here on The Fan. Going to talk here in just a few moments to Cameron Justice over at News Channel 5 about everything that's happening. Browns trade for Kenny Pickett. Miles Garrett gets extended. And everything's got its own path of working things out. I'm interested to see what Cameron has to say about just everything. Everything that's gone down and where the Browns stand now compared to where they stood 48 hours ago. Because it's pretty much night and day. It's the complete opposite of where we were before. And now we're in a spot where Browns fans probably feel slightly more confident, but who knows how much. So waste no time. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She is Cameron Justice of News Channel 5, and she joins us now. Cameron, what's going on?
You know, navigating the legal tampering window.
Yeah, it's been interestingly, relatively quiet for the Browns in terms of a move being made, but it's also been very loud within the last 48 hours just on the magnitude and the positional value of the moves being made, with the most recent being a trade for Kenny Pickett. The Browns send a fifth and DTR in order to acquire the Eagles backup, the former Pittsburgh Steeler. Any chance Kenny Pickett's going to be the starter week one going into next year?
I don't know. I don't see that. No. I mean, let's look at this just like big picture view, right? The Browns knew that they needed to totally restructure that quarterback room. That Browns fans knew it. There was a big feel for what that room looked like at the end of last year. And so we knew that there was going to be moves made. I think the Kenny Pickett move, the trading him for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, we saw what Dorian Thompson-Robinson could do. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. I think that Kenny Pickett, I think the Browns probably have more faith in Kenny Pickett winning games if he needs to be out there than they were able to get out of Dorian Thompson-Robinson when he was provided the start. It's not, though, as if Kenny Pickett is going, like, this move isn't to establish this cornerstone quarterback of the future. That's not what this is. It still caught me a little off guard, took me out of left field. Like, we know what Kenny Pickett can put on a field, too, and while some of it is sustainable enough to get a win, and the bigger picture part of him is not super great. So, no, I don't think that you can look at this and think that the Browns are anticipating starting him. I don't think that's the idea at all. What it does tell you is that this is not the only move that the Browns will be making. They will be active in pursuing more quarterbacks to add to their own. They like to have four going into camp. We know that as well. So I'd expect more free agent signings, and then we've got the draft coming up, and so there are going to be ways to fill that room. Kenny Pickett is just one of those ways, swapping out Dorian Thompson-Robinson and getting yourself a backup who you think that, if necessary, could be out there to win some games.
So we're on the same page. This move makes no difference on what the Browns are going to do at the top of the draft and whether or not a quarterback is going to be on their mind or not.
I do not think that this has anything to do with the plans at quarterback in the big picture sense. No.
All right, well, then I guess we can talk a little bit of Myles Garrett. Obviously, the other big news coming down from the Browns on Sunday afternoon. A wild turn of events from trying to get a meeting with Jimmy Haslam, Jimmy saying no, Myles saying he's prepared to sit, and then all of a sudden on Sunday it was contract extension done, 4 years, $160 million. If you're in the shoes of Myles, was it always about money, or is this just a contract you can't refuse when you get $160 million thrown in front of you?
I don't think you can sit there and pretend that Myles Garrett doesn't have these goals. He is a very goal-oriented player. He has strives to get the things that he wants, right? DPOY, he knocked that out. All of these different milestones, that's what his driving force. These accolades do mean something to him. And at the end of the day, we know that Myles Garrett is a Hall of Famer. He's solidifying that. Every day, every game he plays, Myles Garrett has solidified himself as a Hall of Famer. So in the process between now and that day when his career comes to an end, what else does he need? It's a Super Bowl. And so I 100% believe that Myles Garrett did have those ambitions, and that he obviously still has those ambitions. But I think that was initially the driving force, is to reach the goals that he has for himself. When a contract is presented to you like this, I think it's a twofold, right? It's not only can you not deny this kind of money to set history, and you in that moment became the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. You can't really, it's hard to say no to that, even with all of the things that you're looking to achieve. And you can't rule out the fact that maybe one day that the Browns get themselves back into being contenders. And so I think there's a little bit of that. And there's also the fact that, you know, this contract not only solidifies his future monetarily, but it also shows how much the Browns truly do value him. They were always looking to extend him. Andrew Berry was very open, and throughout this whole process, they remained steadfast that they were not going to move on from Myles Garrett. But they have been loyal to the fact that they want Myles Garrett in orange and brown for the rest of his career, for his entire career. And so this contract, I think, also maybe gives you a bit of a change of heart. It really shows you how much this organization does value you when the organization is in the midst of continuously trying to work through the salary cap and restructure contracts to get them there with the Deshaun Watson contract. And I think the salary cap is obviously not a myth. It's a real thing, but it is, it's not as strict as a lot of people think that it is. Andrew Berry can navigate it very well, very fluidly. But this, amid all of that, shows you that as they are dealing with that, they know how important Myles Garrett is, that they will sign him to this. They will pay him this money. They will do these things. They will put that value in him. I think that makes it hard for him to have said no either, which is kind of, I think, how that 180 came to be.
Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cameron, they had the quarterbacks from the top of the draft in and for their meetings, and obviously we're trying to learn a little bit more about the guys that they're having their top visits with, your Cam Ward, your Shedeur Sanders. And we know how much quarterback played into a part of this with Myles Garrett and the offense needing to get back on track. Do we think there was a change in quarterback plan potentially that would have had Myles flip from just meeting with Cam and Shedeur, or was this more of a buildup over a long period of time? Obviously, maybe no inside information on that, but your best guess to it.
I think my best guess would be, I don't think the plan has specifically changed. I don't think they gave Myles Garrett one plan and then provided him another, which is what the change of heart was. I don't think it's that, because that's a drastic change to just make with no real trickle or leak effect. You know, I think we would have heard something pretty big if it was a full 180 on the plan, right, which then caused Myles Garrett to flip. I think it's more along the lines of they've been very transparent. I think they've tried to be very transparent with their players of kind of their goal. They've said that their goal, they want their players to know at least at a bird's eye view, their approach to how they're going to navigate from that 3-14 season. And so I think that whatever their plans are, even if they weren't, you know, this is exactly what we're doing, because I think those things are still fluid too. Things changed. Draft boards don't always go the way you anticipate. Things happen. And so their best guess of how they're predicting things to go and the things that they want, maybe walking through it a little bit more in depth and giving a plan might have encouraged Myles Garrett, but I don't think the plan has totally changed. I don't think that was a driving force behind Myles Garrett changing his mind about how he feels about being in Cleveland. I think it's a lot of different factors led into it, but not necessarily just a change in the game plan.
I think another end of this conversation that comes into play here is after Miles sort of takes the media, the gallivanting around Radio Row, does a couple of other things, sort of sells himself to other teams and the fact that he just didn't believe in the Browns to be competitive. Is there any fear of what Miles is going to be like in a locker room come next season after what seems like in a lot of people's eyes, coming back because there was a contract on the table, but not necessarily that you fully believed in the team?
From the time that I have spent around Myles Garrett and the person that I have seen him to be, I don't think so. The trade request, the interviews on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, all a little out of character for Myles Garrett, I think, which some of the things, the bluntness, the, you know, steadfast approach to getting out of this city and getting off of this team, I think caught me a little off guard in those moments, just because I didn't expect him to be so open and out there like that, because he's talked about it. Cleveland has come to mean so much to Myles Garrett. This city, the fan base, it truly is. If it didn't, he wouldn't be in the community the way that he is. He wouldn't be doing things that he doesn't have to be doing. He wouldn't be a minority owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He does truly consider Cleveland another home for him. And so I think knowing how he feels about this area in general, just as a person, I think that's going to help ease that. But he's also a professional. He always has been. And I don't think that he would be a toxic player in a locker room. Now, that said, it's going to be interesting to see how this all shapes up moving forward from this, because a lot of opinions have changed. And there's some damage control is the best word I can think of for this. It's not as if he's just, you know, burned bridges all across the way during this saga. But I think there is a little damage control to do, some reputation to regain. I think a lot of that comes just, you know, when fans see him back on the field doing Myles Garrett things, that so much is forgiven with good play on a football field. We talk about this all the time for different scenarios. I think this is another one of them. But Myles Garrett is, as a person, I think, just so professional that I don't have any concerns about that. It will be interesting, though, like I said, to see how he does handle it moving forward. No big concerns for me, though.
Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, with us on the hotline. And what about the other way, then? If we're looking at, okay, Miles is going to be fine in the locker room, is there anything from a teammate perspective that when you go out and say those things in the belief, then you have to earn maybe some of your trust back there? Or is this athlete to athlete, you understand guys wanting to win as well as wanting to make their money, and he's invited back with open arms?
Yeah, they know. There is no problem there. They all respect Myles Garrett. Everyone knows. I mean, in any interview, if you ask about Myles Garrett, it's the same answer every time. That guy's a freak. That guy's not human. It's incredible to play either alongside or across from, whatever. Myles Garrett is a guy that all of these players in Cleveland have come to truly respect, appreciate. They want to learn from him. They want to emulate his game. They want to have him sharpen their game by going against him in practices. That is not, they all know, because at the end of the day, this could be them too. You know, like this is the nature of the beast. This is the business. And it's, I don't think it's ever lost on these players that part of this. Sometimes it gets messy. Sometimes it's not great. But I have no concern about anybody thinking any less of Myles Garrett in that locker room, because those players, they were all very excited, I think, to see that he was returning. If you were a player on the Cleveland Browns and you were like, oh no, what's he going to do? I think everybody is looking forward to having Myles Garrett back in orange and brown.
Cameron, let's look at this thing big picture. That is Myles coming back enough to keep this team competitive then heading into a 2020 season? Is it enough to get them potentially back to the play?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Playoffs, are they still, in your eyes, a year removed from that?
I mean, him alone is not enough, because him alone does not address the offense, which was the big problem. Now, Myles Garrett is a game changer. Myles Garrett's production can help save games. They can help you win games, but they can't win you a season, because at the end of the day, the Browns need a quarterback. The Browns need an extreme improvement on offense from last year. And so while having Myles Garrett back for years to come gives them a very clear path of how they can get back to contention, how they can shore up that defense, keep their defense strong, which is a huge part of this, it doesn't answer all the questions. And so through the rest of free agency, through the draft, I think we'll start to get an idea of how far removed the Browns are from getting back on track. But it can't just come down to Myles Garrett. There's so much work that needs done on the offense that until more of those moves start to come together, it's hard to say where they land and how far out I see them from cleaning this thing up to get back to where we've known them to be for the past couple years.
I'll get you out of here on this one. For some reason, Browns fans have become infatuated, even with Myles back, on potentially taking Abdul Carter with the number two pick. Does bringing Myles back, do you think that plays any role sort of in whether or not the Browns would be considered going D-end and potentially pairing a rookie with him? Or is it sort of a one then the other scenario there at the top of the draft?
I think it might, you know, I think it might shape an idea, right? Like when you're looking at it, does it seem a viable option to really boost that defense up, to make it an unstoppable pass rush, to kind of shore that up? Because you've had guys come in, you've brought them in free agency. So Jadeveon Clowney, Za'Darius Smith, like you've had that rotation. And you've got young guys in that rotation that, you know, they've found some success in. Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire, Obo Okoronkwo, like these are guys that like filled in that rotation, have stepped up and shown flashes where they can be super successful for the Browns. But then I think the Browns will then, you know, you see Abdul Carter and you're thinking to yourself, okay, maybe that's the permanent answer. Can we lock that in? So having Myles Garrett back maybe shapes that a little bit, and it could shape it in either direction. Do we need to go this far up? Like, do we need to get a guy right now because we have Myles, we can continue that rotation? Or like, you know, we have Myles back, so let's add to that. I think the real determining factor is how this board's going to shape up that first pick and how it falls. And maybe even the next, you know, couple days of free agency might shape up the idea and what they do come draft day. But I think it could in one way or the other. That's a non-answer. But I do think that it could shape that either way. That's a factor in their determining whether or not they want Abdul Carter at two.
Yeah, I don't think you're crazy. I think that's kind of where most of us stand at this point. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.